Jaina arrived with a chair he had not asked for, a not-so-subtle hint that Luke was looking tired. Luke motioned for her to put it down in front of the viewport, but chose to remain standing for a few more moments.
So there have been rumblings about our failure to protect Coruscant.
More than rumblings, yes.
Baratakel growled.
They have voted us off the planet.
Luke turned to Kyle Katarn, no doubt the most politically astute of the Masters present, for clarification.
The Senate has asked the Jedi Order to leave Coruscant?
Kyle nodded and glanced at Dorvan.
That was what Chief Dorvan was just telling us when you awoke,
Kyle replied.
They need someone to blame for the apocalypse, and the Interim Caucus was very successful in pinning it on us.
With enough votes to override a veto, I might add, Dorvan said. A certain coolness came to his Force presence, not enough to indicate a lie, but enough to suggest that he was withholding part of the truth. I'm afraid all those BAMR slurs did have an effect on the Order's reputation.
Jeva's tear has popped up again,
Korn explained.
He's on a pirate holonet feed, claiming that all the destruction is the result of an out-of-control spice war between the Jedi and their rivals.
And I'm sorry to say that the story has gotten a lot of traction, especially among the ambitious and unscrupulous, Dorvan said. There are a lot of hungry politicians out there clamoring for the Jedi to leave Coruscant.
We should consider the possibility that they're right.
Luke sat in the chair Jaina had brought over, then added,
Not about the spice war, of course, but about leaving.
Luke was hardly surprised when the only Force aura that failed to ripple with astonishment belonged to Wynn Dorvan. The chief studied Luke for a few moments, then finally raised his brow in an expression that seemed more curiosity than anything else. You would actually be willing to consider it?
More than willing.
As Luke spoke, Saba entered the cabin and came to stand with the other Masters, dipping her head to indicate she had sent someone after Raynar. Luke nodded, then ran his gaze around the circle of Masters.
In fact, I think it's probably best for everyone to have the Jedi withdraw from Coruscant.
Why?
Korin blurted.
The Sith came here because they wanted Coruscant, not because they were looking for a fight with us.
That's true.
Silgal's tone was low and thoughtful.
But we all know that the fight between the Jedi and the Sith is going to continue, perhaps for centuries.
And as long as the Jedi remain here, Coruscant will be a battlefield,
Luke agreed.
If we leave, the Sith can't hurt us by hurting Coruscant.
That doesn't mean they'll leave Coruscant alone,
Kip objected.
It's still the capital of the Galactic Alliance. They'll keep coming after it.
But not with everything they have,
Kyle said, also warming to Luke's point.
As long as the Jedi are somewhere else, the Sith need to worry about a flank attack. It will change their tactics, and it will divert their attention away from Coruscant.